Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast. So today my guest is my CrossFit coach, the head coach at CrossFit Dawn. It's the gym I joined in London, still coaching me online through the Boxmade app, basically where I'm getting all my workouts at the moment. So any workouts you see me posting, they're kind of CrossFit styles, they're a little bit crazy. They're all coming from this guy. You should definitely hit him up or hit up CrossFit Dawn if you're struggling to get some home workouts where you actually are killed afterwards. Even if it's just body weight, they put these workouts together the way they program them, you'd be absolutely dead afterwards. So go hit them up. So this podcast with Joe Douglas, Coach Joe Douglas on Instagram, go look him up and I'll link everything in at the end. So enjoy the podcast.
All right, Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me.
So, Joe, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself, where you're from, kind of how you got into CrossFit, and what it is that you do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm from East London, born and raised. I grew up around here, went to school around here. And then once I kind of finished education, I went into kind of just regular employment, kind of kid who didn't know what he wanted to do. I loved doing sports. So cycling and running kind of background. And then about 4 years ago, came across CrossFit, which obviously we're going to be speaking about. The CrossFit I kind of fell into, really. I was looking for a gym, somewhere to do some strength training. And it was a work colleague of mine that suggested that I give CrossFit a go. I had no clue what I was getting into. And then once I kind of got into it, after about a year, I kind of made the decision. I was like, this is something that I really kind of want to throw myself into. I absolutely loved it. I was seeing like massive improvements in my own fitness. And then I wanted to start teaching it to others. So after a year, I then went and got my CrossFit qualification to be able to coach it, my CrossFit level one. And for about 3 years now, to up to this date, I've been basically coaching, training, and totally drank the Kool-Aid and completely into the CrossFit lifestyle.
Fantastic. And what was it that you were doing before CrossFit? Was it anything to do with fitness, or did you just go straight from like completely unrelated job?
Oh, I did everything. I did sales, I did loads of different jobs. I was a butcher at one point. I worked in a butcher shop. That was a fun job. I did lots of kind of, I did courier work as well. So I was a bike messenger for a while, which just basically meant me, I ride around on my bike delivering packages from office building to office building, which was a really fun job. I did that for like about 2 years, but I kind of obviously left school not knowing what I wanted to do. So I kind of floated around. So I had a hand at everything, really. I worked behind a coffee bar, which is a really cool job. Early starts, but early finishes, which is quite nice. Other jobs, I think that's pretty much it. Most other jobs were like office jobs. So like I did telesales and I did other kind of office work. I did a little bit of retail selling as well. I worked for Next for about 2 years as well, which was fun. But yeah, I had a hand in everything.
Yeah, I only asked because I was wondering how did you find the transition from like the job you were in into becoming like a coach? Was that an easy transition or were you kind of like going out on a limb?
No, it was a massive gamble. I loved doing the whole kind of like training and I loved the idea of being the coach and I wanted to get into it. But I had to take a big step and it was a big step out of my like comfort zone. I'd never really done any sort of like leadership roles. I never really challenged myself to like manage a team or organize or coach or teach people anything. So I went from basically just being a regular employee to actually being someone with the responsibility of a group of people to get them to be fitter. Also, when I did my qualifications and stuff, when I decided to be a coach, all of my education was self-funded. So not only was I taking a gamble with doing it, I was also putting my money where my mouth was. And I was paying out quite a bit of money to get all my qualifications done for a job that A, I didn't know was there. And B, I didn't even know if I was going to last in it, if it was going to be something that I was going to be doing for a while. So it was not an easy transition, and it was definitely very risky, but the gamble paid off in the end.
Great. No, that's good to hear, because I know, because that's it. Like, it's not even just the financial risk when you're doing that. It's also kind of putting yourself out there into a job, into a new job like that. And a lot of people think when you're going into the fitness industry, it's not a real job. Like, I've heard that quite a lot myself. So can you just explain, like, how would you describe CrossFit to someone who's never done it before, or even to people who have kind of a negative idea of what CrossFit is? Because it does have quite a negative name from most other sports.
Oh yeah, and I heard all about, like, when I started CrossFit, I heard every joke, I heard every insult, I heard everything about CrossFit from other people who never done CrossFit. I knew more about CrossFit from people that didn't do it than those who actually did it. Like, the people who didn't know anything about it were the ones that were telling me more about it. If I was to describe what CrossFit was, it's a mixed bag of different movement styles. So this, the clue's in the name, really. It's CrossFit or CrossFitness. So we try to go through touching multiple domains. So when you go to like a HIIT class in a regular sort of gym, you'll probably stick to a few movements and it's going to be very high intensity HIIT workouts. When you go to a strength gym, you're going to be doing, again, a set number of exercises for strength training. If you go to a gymnastic center, you're going to be doing a different group of exercises for gymnastic and body movement exercises. What CrossFit is it's a little bit of each one of those. So it's a little bit of high intensity training. It's a little bit of strength training. It's a little bit of gymnastics and conditioning, all kind of rolled into a strength and conditioning program, which involves some high intensity workouts. The idea of it is that instead of focusing on narrowing your focus on fitness on one particular aspect of the human body, we're trying to touch a little bit on all aspects. So we're trying to not make the fastest person in the world, and we're not trying to make the strongest person in the world, and we're not trying to make the best gymnast in the world. We're trying to make someone who is generally physically prepared for any activity that the world would throw at them. So if they were asked to, I don't know, play a football game with their friends, they would have the general physical fitness, the endurance, the strength, the stamina to be able to do those activities. So really the best way of kind of talking about it is it's definitely more about it's the aspects of each of those kind of different fitness domains. So it's a little bit of everything. For those people who kind of give it a negative approach to it, I think the main reason why CrossFit has had such a negative, basically negative publicity about it is because, one, they're still the new guys on the block. Like, CrossFit's only been around, I think it's been like 25, maybe 30 years. So it's still new. It's still relatively new. I mean, like, people have been doing gymnastics for like centuries. People have been doing running for even longer. People have been doing strength training for longer than that. But the idea is that because it's a new style of training, there was a lot of mistakes made at the very beginning. And there was a lot of poor technique displayed. And there was a lot of very strange things happening in these CrossFit gyms as people were trying to work out how they could actually do CrossFit. And it took them about 10 or 15 years. This is still before I even joined it, before they could have like a formula to what they were doing. So there's definitely like accusations about, you know, CrossFitters don't have form, they don't know what they're doing, they always injure themselves. And I have to say, like, there are some of those things are true, but I don't believe that they're true because of CrossFit. I feel like those things are true because if there was a lack of sort of knowledge in terms of these movements at the beginning. People didn't really know what they were doing when they walked into a CrossFit gym and they were asked to walk on their hands. They had no idea. They weren't gymnasts. These were just people who wanted to give it a go. But I feel like the negative slander kind of like overshadows CrossFit a little bit. And even now, when a lot of these like CrossFit athletes and people that actually make a living out of it, really good coaches and all these kind of people who really, really CrossFit owners, gym owners, athletes are really, really kind of pushing like what it means to be a fit person. There's still this overshadowing comments and negativity about it, which is, I feel like sometimes is brought out of not knowing or like ill-informed, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of it too is people who have spent a lot of time becoming like a power lifter or a bodybuilder, and then they see something more well-rounded like this, it kind of, they're afraid it'll devalue what they've invested a lot of time in a way. And yeah, it seems to be you're either a CrossFitter or you're against it kind of way. It seems very tribal.
Yeah, I feel like it's because there are definitely things that we have stolen, like CrossFit is, most of the movements in CrossFit are taken from another place. Yeah, so like we do Olympic lifting. So we didn't invent Olympic lifting. That was a sport before we even started doing it. Same with powerlifting, same with gymnastics, same with cycling and running and swimming. All of these things were actually sporting events before CrossFit took it over. And what we did is just basically say, okay, well, yeah, we want to be able to do all of this stuff. But if you're going to, basically what the reason why CrossFit became such a big thing, why it became so popular so quickly, is because Greg Glassman, who's the guy who obviously invented CrossFit, who he owns the brand CrossFit, he came out and said, gave a definition of fitness. So he came out, he gave his definition of fitness. He was very frustrated at the time. He didn't know, there was no one could tell him when he was doing his own research, no one could tell him what defined to be a fit person was. Now, we all understand who the fastest person is. We understand who the strongest person is. We kind of have that measure. But how do you decide who's a fit person? He then came up with a definition, which to as far as I'm aware, has not been challenged at this point. And he then came with a bunch of exercises and routines on how to achieve that. So if for someone to be a fit person, they need to be strong, they need to be powerful, they need to be flexible, they need to be fast, they need to be agile, they need to be coordinated, they need to have agility, they need to have all these different aspects to make a to basically make a superhuman. How would you be able to get someone that would be able to do everything? Because the criticisms for some sports is like, okay, yeah, you've got a guy who's really, really big and strong, like a bodybuilder or a powerlifter or a Olympic lifter, but then ask them to run 300 meters and they're out of breath. So would that person be considered to be a fit person if, yeah, they're strong, but they can't run for a 5K? Same the vice versa. You have someone who's a long distance runner, and they can run marathons, ultra marathons, up and down mountains, but they struggle to move their own body weight when trying to do a pull-up. Would you consider that person to be a fit person? And the idea, and the answer is really like, no, there's a hole in their game. They've specialized in their sports, as what CrossFit tries to do is not specialize in any one thing, but just become broad and good at everything.
Yeah, exactly. And as you mentioned, with general physical preparedness. And just even to describe that a little bit better, like when you say general physical preparedness, I've heard the term before. And do you mean like by that being kind of nearly fit for life, basically, like anything life can throw at you kind of way?
Yeah. The best way for me to describe it is not to actually try and go into like the science about it, but actually to give you a better way to describe it is to give you an example. I'm going to take an example from myself. When I started CrossFit, I did running and cycling. I considered myself to be very fit. I had done I cycled from London to Paris in under 24 hours. I'd have done all of these endurance sports, like half marathons, long distance cycling. My cardio, my engine was very, very good. I considered myself to be quite a fit person. I walk into a CrossFit class and I had my ass handed to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, I need to work on this. Fast forward about 2 years into doing that, I then get asked if by someone, do you want to come and do some rock climbing with me? Never done rock climbing before. Yeah, not very, very good at it. Got to the rock climbing center, and it's in an indoor climbing center, one of those like sort of indoor ones. And because of all the 2 years of training at CrossFit, I'd built up my upper body strength, I'd worked on my grip strength, I'd worked on my flexibility and my agility in CrossFit. So then when I got to the climbing center, I wasn't a beginner. I kind of walked in and I was able to do all of these exercises and all of these climbing like routes and stuff like that when moving up with relative ease. Obviously, I wasn't the best climber in there. There are guys who've been doing it for a lot longer, but I was able to just go in there and go, okay, I'll give it a go, and started moving through it. So because of the general physical preparedness, because I was preparing my body physically, when I was presented with the task, which was, hey, let's go rock climbing, I was able to do that task. I wasn't struggling. It wasn't like I wasn't able to pull my own body weight up. I was able to move and do it. Go again another like 2 years down the line, I get introduced to paddleboarding. Never done paddleboarding before. Yeah, like get on the water, get balance, move yourself up and down. First time I get on a paddleboard, again, move with relative ease. I'm able to stand on the board, I managed to get balance, and I'm able to move up and down with relative speed as well. So all of these things, I'm pretty confident that without the CrossFit training and stuff that I've been doing, I would have struggled a lot more with just being a cyclist or a runner. Does that make sense? So the general physical preparedness means that if there is an activity that someone says, hey, let's go do this, or if there's a life situation where you're like, oh shit, I need to quickly run and move something out of the way before it gets hit by that car, like something that's more of a serious thing, you have the physical preparedness to be able to do that at a quick reaction or be able to do an activity, especially when you're going into like the later years of your life. If you are someone who's gonna start like having a family and stuff like that, you want to be physically prepared so that if your kids want to play football with you in the park, you're able to still do that and you're able to still move without breaking a hip, without like hurting or injuring yourself. Like the physical preparedness isn't just for a gender or an age group. Like general physical preparedness, it means the exact same to a 14-year-old child who's just starting to get into their own sort of adult body as they're going through puberty, to a fully grown adult who's now going to enter into the later years of their life. It's the same thing. Everyone needs to be physically ready to deal with what life throws at them.
Love that. And that's been the biggest like draw to it for me. When I started, I was literally addicted to it from the first day, because it, like, as you said, you go in there, you think you're fit, and you get your ass absolutely handed to you. And then it's like, oh, fuck, I have to get back in there.
There are some fit people who do CrossFit.
Yeah. Sometimes I want to ask you is about kind of the community aspect of it. So when you hear CrossFit, you always think of community aspect. What do you think that's attributed to? Like, why do you think that's so massive in CrossFit compared to other sports or to other types of training?
I feel like the community aspect wasn't something that CrossFit had created itself. It's not a new idea. It's something that we as humans, we did for a long time. Like if you ever went to a gym class, you're not going to just go and train by yourself. You train in a class with your friends. If you're going to go to a gymnastics center, you would be doing gymnastics in a group. And we used to do, for a long time, we used to do a lot of group activity. I think it was around about the sort of like 60s, 70s and 80s, around about then, where there started to become like this new generation of kind of fitness, or this new way to kind of look at fitness, when there was basically the invention or the use of machines. And there's a lot of like machine work and these great big machines where you can do like leg press and sort of bench press and curls and all these kind of stuff, where they're now using all of what's basically like physio machines to now develop fitness. When that kind of aspect brought in, you lost the kind of group aspect. You lost the studio classes. You lost all of that kind of like group activity or group training. And then it became very highly individual. And I don't know about yourself, but I have definitely, definitely been someone who has purchased a gym membership, used it for about 2 months, got bored out of my face of the same routine, and then 2 months cancel my membership and leave the gym. because I'd walk into the gym with my headphones on, wouldn't talk to the receptionist, wouldn't talk to anyone inside the gym. I would do the same routine that I'd kind of got used to, and then I would leave. And that kind of stuff can get quite boring. It doesn't keep you motivated to train. I think where CrossFit has become quite addictive isn't because CrossFit is doing something magical, but it's because you're doing a class, so you're doing it with other people. So you are sharing the experience of training with others, which gives you a sense of bond with people. As well as sharing the experience with people, you're also getting a variety of workouts given to you. So you're not doing the same workout every day, which means you walk into the box and you're excited about trying something new, trying something different. If it's something that you've done before, you're going to try and see if you can beat your time or beat your score or get heavier weights or more reps. And those are the two ingredients that I think make CrossFit successful. With the bond you get with sharing the experience with people, like the high fives at the end and asking people what their times were and all that kind of stuff, that's what builds the relationships. And then the community evolves from that. Like you end up having friends there, and those friends are people that you end up going to have like food after the workout with, or you go to the bar with afterwards, or you go to a house party, or you get invited to someone's birthday party. And it's that kind of vibe that happens after the workouts. Once you've already had that shared experience, you then have that afterwards. I mean, I've been invited to people's weddings. I've been invited to people's children's christenings. I've definitely had been invited into people's lives because of the workouts and the coaching and the training that we've done inside the gym. I think the other reason why CrossFit has such a strong community vibe is because of that thing we were talking about earlier, where it's still the new kids on the block. So there's still a lot of people, and I mean, generally, there's a lot of people that don't know what CrossFit is. I mean, if I spoke to the people in my apartment block, the other flat, like my other tenants here, if I asked them, hey, what's CrossFit? They'd probably have no clue what I'm talking about. Like the average person on the street still has no idea what CrossFit is. So it kind of feels like a little secret. It still feels like a little something that's like, it's like your little special something that you do, that you have this experience with these other people, and they're like your little group there, your little tribe that you've created. And that also then creates like a special bond between those people. And that's how the community grows.
Yeah, no, definitely. A point that I don't know how to exactly articulate it, but I'd like to get your viewpoint on it. And that is that, let's say, when it comes to like different types of like sports, different types of training. So like, let's say bodybuilding training, it's all about how you look. But then with CrossFit, it's way more about performance. But anyone who gets really good at CrossFit, as a byproduct of that, their physique gets a lot better as well. But CrossFit is more, it's a lot about the training, and there's like not as much emphasis put on like dieting and starving yourself and things like that. But yet some of the straightest people are CrossFitters. And do you think that's just like when people start trying to perform, they get into that mindset, they start kind of doing it for themselves? Why do you think, like, I think that people, like anyone who starts CrossFit seems to get a benefit of it, like health-wise, fitness-wise, physique-wise, and you only really put an emphasis on performance. Why do you think that is? Like, do you think that's just like the mindset change when people start doing it? Or what would you attribute that to?
I think that when it comes to kind of like performance in any sport, whenever you start a sport, you always start something for the fun of it, right? Whenever you choose something, like whether that be like football, whether that be rugby, whether it be tennis or gymnastics, or when you're a kid, the reason why you want to do it is because you want to enjoy it. You want to have fun. You want to have fun with your friends. You want to play football with your mates. You want to go do tennis. You want to go like have fun on the trampolines in gymnastics. That's what you want to do. So you have to enjoy it first. That's the first thing. Once you start seeing progression made, like once you start seeing improvement, that actually can become very addictive. Like, you know, once you start seeing yourself getting bigger, stronger, faster, more agile, once you start being able to do like your first pull-up or your first handstand or your first you know, be able to snatch a bar with good technique. Once you hit these things, your body gives itself a, like a little reward for it. It makes you feel good. Yeah, a nice feeling of an accomplishment. And that kind of then drives people then having like a little switch where they then want to start working on their performance. So it becomes a lot less about how they look and becomes much more about what they can do. Because yes, I'm not going to lie, we all of us, every single human wants to look good naked. That is their main goal in life. Yeah. But once you start getting numbers through and you start recording workouts, you start seeing your improvement, actually it becomes less about, oh, how does my right deltoid look? How does my pecs look? It becomes much more about how can I perform these movements to the best of my ability and get the best score I can. There's a reason why we record workouts, and it's not to rank people, even though that's what people kind of like to do. They like to measure themselves against other people. The main reason why we record workouts is because you need to start collecting data on yourself. You need to start understanding where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, where you can have the most improvement. And I think that's what drives that kind of performance aspect.
It also gives a little bit of healthy competition, I guess, in a way. Last one really is, what would you say to anyone who hasn't tried CrossFit, has a bad idea of it? Where could they get started, or how would you convince them to try it?
Okay. So if there was someone that was not like heard bad things and they don't want to try it and stuff like that, my approach would be very much like, don't knock it till you try it. I say this to people who come to my gym for the first time. If they come into a class, yeah, and after 1 hour in my class, they hate it, they don't like it, they never want to see it again, cool. I will shake your hand, say, at least you came and tried it, absolutely no problem, no worries. It might not be for you. That's not a problem at all. But I definitely say you should give it a go. Like, it's very hard to sit there and accuse something of something that you've never done. Yeah, like I know CrossFitters do it. I've seen CrossFitters give loads of shit out to other people about other kind of exercises. And like, I'm saying to them, like, well, if you've not tried it, you can't really criticize it because you don't know. You're not informed about it. So I definitely would say, like, give it a go before you start knocking it. Give it a try. For those who do want to do it and are actually interested in doing it, also give it a go. Most gyms or most CrossFit boxes will offer your first session for free. Yeah, most boxes do that. I know we do that. I know several others around our area do that. And the reason why we do that is because, not because we just trying to like give away like our coaching talent or any of our secrets or anything like that. The reason why we do that is because we have such faith in our product that we know that after one session that we reckon you're going to actually really enjoy the whole experience. The best thing I'd ever say is that if someone is really like up for doing CrossFit, have a little look around, try like two or three of your most local boxes, the closest ones to you, try two or three of them. Don't just go for the first one, go for like two or three, see what you like. Cause each box has their own style, own coaches, different kind of members. Find one that you like and then just get stuck in, like really give it a go for your first 6 months to a year. Like, head dive, go straight in, do everything you possibly can. And then after that, see how you feel on the other side. But I think it's definitely worth giving a go, and don't be afraid either. Because I know a lot of people can be quite terrified of seeing people like doing muscle ups and walking on their hands. And they're like, oh God, I'm never going to be able to do that. Don't worry about that. The coaches, if they're good coaches, which they should be, if they're CrossFit coaches, they will scale the workouts for all of your abilities. They'll make sure that you're having fun, that you're working hard, and that you get a good workout in. So yeah, definitely, I reckon everyone should give it a go. At least once in their life should I go to a CrossFit class.
Fantastic. I couldn't agree more, because even like you said there, don't just go with the first one. Your gym was the second CrossFit gym in the area I tried. And I ended up joining up the same day. Not going name dropping or anything.
Oh, don't worry. I'm just glad that we won. I'm glad that we got you.
Yeah. Now, Joe, I can't thank you enough for your time. Tell everyone where they can find you on social media? I know you have TikTok, you have Instagram. Where else?
Yeah, so it's mainly those two. So we've obviously got the website. So I coach at CrossFit Dawn. That's Dawn like the morning, D-A-N-N-W-N. CrossFit Dawn Instagram and TikTok handle is Coach Joe Douglas. I'll drop you the links to those. That's the same for my Instagram and my TikTok. My Instagram is more business. My TikTok is more my personality and like just having fun. But yeah, if you guys, if anyone is interested in any more questions, just hit me up on both, DM me. I'm always up. I'm always on my phone on social media. So you can always hit me up on those.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Joe. And all of them will be linked underneath the podcast.
Amazing. Thank you very much, David.